Thanks, Jerry. Joey, we'll talk to you tomorrow. And not only did the White Sox tie their club record, as Jerry mentioned, with 7 home runs in a game, they also tied the major league record with 7 home runs in a loss. Nobody else has ever hit, well, nobody has ever hit more than 7 home runs and lost a game. This is the third time it's happened. The Tigers were the last one to do it a few years ago. The White Sox with 7 home runs, and yet they lose 10-8 to the Toronto Blue Jays. Edwin Encarnacion with a big day. Who else had a big day? Devin Travis was 2-for-4 with a 2-run homer. Michael Saunders had an RBI double. Troy Tulowitzki 2-for-5 with a couple of RBIs. And the Blue Jays get the win. They're first against the Chicago White Sox this year. I'm Mike Wilner. Not going to be a long Blue Jays talk. We're only going to the top of the hour, but the phone lines are open at 416-870-0590. Star 590 on the cell. Long distance is 1-888-666-0590. Glenn is in Milton. You're going to start things off. Welcome to the program, Glenn.
Great. Thanks, Mike. How you doing?
All right, thanks. Go ahead.
Good. Yeah, just, wow, what a roller coaster of a game. Just wondering, in the ninth inning, why Gibby wouldn't go to Russell Martin in a pinch hit situation there for Toley, who's hitting a buck with two runners on in the kind of game that didn't look safe at any point. And of course, you know, the White Sox made it interesting there in the bottom of the ninth. Just thinking about those tack on runs with that right-handed bat on the bench with the left-hander in, wondering what your comment would be on that.
Well, I think if you think about it, there's really no game that feels safe, that looks safe. You know, everybody's all worried about the Blue Jays bullpen. You have a 3-run lead in the ninth inning with Roberto Osuna coming on. You should be pretty confident, and you were. That's the first thing. The second thing is Russell Martin is not going to play every game. Russell Martin needs time off. No catcher plays even 140 games in current Major League Baseball. So to expect that every game that Josh Toley catches, R.A. Dickey comes out, Toley's going to get pinch hit for, it just doesn't work that way. Russ Martin needs time off. Catchers need rest more than any other player on the diamond. So generally, when R.A. Dickey starts a game, Josh Toley's playing 9 innings.
Yeah, whether Dickey goes 9 or not, he's going to be the batter.
Right. Now, if it was a tie game or something, or if the Blue Jays were down a run in that situation, absolutely Russell Martin's going to pinch it.
Yeah.
But not today.
Yeah. Just looking for that knockout blow, I think. That's kind of where I was coming from.
Yeah, I think, and there's no reason not to want the knockout blow, but you have a 3-run lead. You don't need a knockout blow. And you have to play 162 games, right? Can't treat game 76 like the seventh game of the World Series.
You got it. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Glenn. You're not alone. I appreciate the call, too. There, you know, I get at least a dozen tweets every game that R.A. Dickey pitches. Once Dickey comes out of the game that say, why is Toley still hitting? Dickey's out of the game. Russ Martin's not going to play every day. And he plays every day that R.A. Dickey doesn't pitch. So far, I think there's been one game where he's been healthy and not starting on a non-Dickey day, and the Jays actually scored 11 runs in that game. They scored 10 today. They beat the White Sox 10-8. We'll continue to take your calls at 416-870-0590. Star 590 on the cell and long distance, 1-888-666-0590. As Blue Jays talk continues, it's the Sportsnet Radio Network.
Pitch, fly ball deep left center field, long high drive, yes sir, let's admire that one, there she goes. A 2-run home run for Devin Travis, and the Blue Jays go out in front 5-0 as Devin hits his fourth.
That happened in the second inning. A home run for Devin Travis made it 5-0. And then in the bottom of the second, after R.A. Dickey struck out Todd Frazier and Alex Avila, he gave up back-to-back-to-back home runs to Brett Laurie, Deonner Navarro, and J.B. Shuck. That cut the Blue Jays' lead to 5-3. The Jays would go on to a 10-8 win. The last Blue Jays pitcher to give up back-to-back-to-back home runs was Esmiel Rogers in 2013. But in Chicago, in August of 1985, Dave Steeb, you might remember him, carried a no-hitter into the ninth inning. And it was the first of five times in which he would carry a no-hitter into the ninth inning. And Steeb gave up back-to-back home runs to Rudy Law and Brian Little to lead off that ninth inning. He left the game. In came Gary Lavelle, gave up another home run back-to-back-to-back. Jay still went on to win that game 6-3. They win today 10-8. The White Sox tie a major league record. They're the third team ever to hit seven home runs and lose a game. The other two teams, the Detroit Tigers. Tigers did it in 1995 and in 2004. The White Sox tie their club record with seven home runs and lose 10-8 to the Toronto Blue Jays. I'm Mike Wilner. This is Blue Jays Talk, taking your calls up to the top of the hour. Tony is in Toronto. Hello, Tony.
Hello. Great game. Really enjoyed it. Crazy seven home runs against, and we still win. That is awesome. Love the team. I wanted to mention that we don't really have a closer anymore. I don't know if a lot of the fans have noticed that, but hasn't been going well at all lately. And the other thing is...
I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about?
Our closer has not been doing well at all.
Define not well at all. He has two blown saves this season.
He's been giving up a lot of runs. He's been hurt.
He had a week off because he was getting overused there. And the Blue Jays didn't have, they had one save situation in that week that he missed. But to make the suggestion that the Blue Jays do not have a closer because Roberto Osuna has given up four runs this month, I think that's a little outlandish, don't you?
You know, you're the expert. I'll leave it to you.
Well, I'm just using the facts. That's all. He's given up four runs this month. Two of them were in that game in Boston on June 5th where they were leading 5-1 when he came in, and we had to white-knuckle through that game, and he still wound up closing it out, though it wasn't pretty. And then he blew a save his next time up because he came in with the tying run at second base, and I think nobody out. But you're pulling the plug on him awfully quickly. Oh, I'm sorry. We told you to turn the radio down. If you don't turn the radio down, you're going to spend too much time listening to yourself. So it doesn't work that way. But please, just as a general rule, don't call in, make outlandish statements, have nothing to back them up with, and then when you're called on it, say, well, you're the expert. No, I'm just telling you what actually happened. That's all. And what actually happened today in Chicago is that the Blue Jays beat the White Sox 10-8 despite seven home runs by the Chicago White Sox. Last week, last Saturday, R.A. Dickey pitched and the Blue Jays lost 4-2 to Baltimore. And I was sick that day and Ben Ennis was sitting in this chair. He's actually here right now at our flagship station, Sportsnet 590 The Fan, because he's going to come on at 6 o'clock and host Sportsnet tonight. But what he had to deal with after that R.A. Dickey start was just unbelievable. And there was actually a guy who called in and said that that the Blue Jays will never win another game that R.A. Dickey starts. R.A. Dickey wasn't great today. I mean, it's funny. He was either great or he was terrible. He gave up the four home runs, and outside of that, gave up two hits and a walk and had seven strikeouts. But the Blue Jays scored 10 runs and they won the ball game. And so there's nothing mystical about R.A. Dickey that prevents the Blue Jays from scoring runs when he's pitching. There's nothing that says that when Josh Toley's in the lineup, the Blue Jays are definitely not going to score because Josh Toley is the worst hitter in the history of anything. Toley played today, walked twice, scored a couple of runs, and the Jays scored 10 times. Timmer is in Wasega. Hey, Timmer.
Hi, Mike. Thank you for taking my phone call.
Thank you.
I thought this was actually a great game today. I love the offense. And when everyone's hitting like this, it's pretty hard not to really, enjoy the game. What I wanted to ask was sort of this historical thing in a way that the White Sox did that has been done in a while, and that with all these home runs and they still lost the game. And you mentioned it a second ago, this sort of mystical, like it's with R.A. Dickey, like it's not a mystical thing as far as scoring runs. But what do you think, like, as far as the White Sox hitting all these home runs today, that do you think they're doing some sort of weird business? Like, what's helping them to hit these home runs?
Thanks for the call. Blow your nose. The White Sox hit 7 home runs today. There's no magic or mysticism to it. It happens very rarely. I mean, obviously, it ties a club record, the White Sox, with 7 home runs, so it doesn't happen very often. They just had a good day, and the ball was flying. As Joe Siddle said, the last home run, the Adam Eaton one, he thought it was just going to be a fly ball to left field, maybe a gapper, maybe a double, and it carried out. So I'm not quite sure what you were getting at. I'm not sure what you're expecting from me. They hit 7 home runs today. Sean in Burlington. Hey, Sean. Hey, Sean.
First time caller. I'm glad to actually get on the show. It's good to see R.A. Dickey finally get a win, get the run support he's been lacking in the last few games, and it's too bad he gave up a few home runs. But my question today has to do with the umpires in Major League Baseball, and I'm just wondering if, regardless whether it's after a game, at the end of a month, do they review whether it be the strike zone or things like that that can affect the game, and have follow-ups with them in the following games?
They say that there is an ongoing process. Now, there are umpire supervisors that attend some games. They go in and they have meetings after, and apparently there's always feedback to the umps, the kind of job they're doing and what's going on and all that stuff. I just don't know if it takes, that's all.
And I know you, on one of the other programs, you were explaining some of the technical rules, but what exactly defines a balk?
Nothing exactly defines a balk. A balk is supposed to be any attempt to deceive a base runner. So, you know, a throw over to first is an attempt to deceive a base runner, or the spin move at second, or anything
right,
like that. But what a balk has come to mean is if a pitcher doesn't come to a complete stop in his motion before he comes set, that's a balk. If a pitcher, there's some sort of imaginary 45-degree angle between home plate and first base that a pitcher's foot can't cross, a left-hander, if he makes a pickoff throw, but it's very convoluted. Balks are sort of, you know them when you see them kind of things.
Right.
But basically anything where the motion stops once it should have started, whether they're in an attempt to deceive a runner or not, is a balk.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mike. Keep going. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate the call. Blue Jays win at 10-8. Chicago White Sox tie a major league record today with 7 home runs in a losing cause. It's only happened twice before to the Detroit Tigers in 2004 and 1995. Brett Laurie homered twice. Deonner Navarro, J.B. Shuck, Tim Anderson, Alex Avila, and Adam Eaton all going deep for the White Sox. Only Devin Travis with a home run for the Blue Jays. Who scored 10 runs anyway? Greg is in Orangeville. Hey, Greg, you're next on Blue Jays Talk.
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
All right, go ahead.
I just wanted to say, in response to the other caller talking about Osuna and not having a closer, that kind of bothers me because I've been really impressed with him over the last couple of years. I'm really happy that management, you know, invested in Grilly, and I actually quite like our bullpen. So that kind of shocked me, but I just wanted to say, like, I just love sports talk radio, and I kind of feel for that other caller, too, because I think he was trying to make a point, and you know, he called you an expert, and I know you don't like that when people call you that.
Well, he was being sarcastic is what was happening.
Is that what it was? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I feel like some people kind of, they call in, they kind of try that on, see what it feels like, and I don't know. It kind of surprises me that people even call in, like, the next guy. sounded kind of nasally. And, you know, you said, blow your nose or whatever. I don't know. What's that all about?
I'm pretty sure the next guy was putting me on, too. I don't think the first guy was kidding around. I'm pretty sure that other guy was. I'm not sure what your points are either, to be honest with you. To go back to the first caller, again, when you come on and you say the Blue Jays don't have a closer, Roberto Osuna is terrible lately, back it up. That's all I ask. Back it up. If you're going to make a statement, be prepared to defend it. Because if it's not true, and a lot of times, you know, feelings get in the way of facts, and it's, you know, being a sports fan is an emotional thing, as it should be. That's why we enjoy it so much. But if you're going to say something, be prepared to stand behind it. John in Toronto, you're up next on Blue Jays Talk.
I am so sick and tired of people being down on R.A. Dickey. You know, he gets to pitch against everybody's ace, and all he does is lead the league in innings the last 3 years.
I don't think that's true.
Second. Look it up.
First or second, really?
Yeah, 214, 215 every year.
Oh, yeah, he throws a ton of innings.
First or second in innings pitched the last 3 years. And the way I know that is because I'm sure you know how to read Baseball Reference, and they have that little black thing that means league leader.
They do have that thing. It's true.
And he has always got one of those. So I look at that and I say, what do you guys want from him? You know, he pitches 200-plus innings, which hardly anybody does anymore. And he gets to pitch against everybody's ace, which obviously, I mean, I know you're going to say, well, it's not everyone's ace, but it seems like he pitches against Clayton Kershaw, David Price. Today he pitched, I don't know who this guy was, but he was.
Right, he's not pitching against Chris Sale. By the way, R.A. Dickey was fourth in the American League in innings pitched last year, eighth in the American League in innings pitched the year before, and second in 2013.
Boy, terrible.
Well, not terrible, but also not what you insisted was true.
No, but you know what? Second, fourth, and eighth is pretty good.
Yep.
That, you know, like, that means that he's, well, first or second on our team. First on our team, because he was second 2-3 years ago, and last year fourth. That's pretty good, Mike.
No one's suggesting it's not good.
Well, a lot of people seem to want to put him on the cross. I'm not one of those people.
I can tell.
Well, no, because, like...
No, you're right. I mean, today has been unusual. I guess not unusual because the Jays won, but there hasn't been anyone calling in to bash R.A. Dickey today. Although, you know, if the show was longer, we would probably get there. But
I'm sure I hear your show all the time and everyone's bashing him.
Yep.
And I don't get it. I really don't. I think he's a good pitcher. He's, for what he is, I mean, what everybody can't beat David Price. Some guys just have to suck innings, and that's what they do. That's what he does. And if you can get 215 innings out of a guy, that's okay with me.
Yeah, it's okay with me too, especially when you can get, you know, it's not just innings. And I think a lot of people confuse, say, well, R.A. Dickey pitches a whole lot of innings. What's the value in innings if they're terrible? But R.A. Dickey pitches a lot of innings, and over his career with the Blue Jays, he has been an average major league pitcher. Over the course of his entire career in Toronto, he's been, and maybe that's annoying to people who, you know, he came here as a Cy Young Award winner, but his ERA plus as a Blue Jay going into today's game was 101, where average is 100. So he's been a hair better than average over his whole Blue Jays career while sucking up crap loads of innings every season. A lot of value in R.A. Dickey. And I try to pass that along as often as I can. And thank you for the call for doing the same thing. Blue Jays win it 10-8 over the Chicago White Sox. We'll come back and wrap things up. Post games brought to you by your Ontario Honda dealers. It's the Sportsnet Radio Network. That's going to do it for us. The Blue Jays give up 7 home runs and win. It's only the third time in history that that's happened. White Sox tying a major league record with 7 home runs in a loss. R.A. Dickey gives up 4 of them over his 5 1/3 and picking up his 5th win. Big day for Edwin Encarnacion, 3-for-4 with a couple of doubles and 4 RBIs. Series wraps tomorrow afternoon with Chris Sale against Marcus Stroman. We're on the air at 1:30 p.m. Eastern for a 2:10 first pitch. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership or the Sportsnet Radio Network. For Jerry Howarth, Joe Siddle, Tom Young, V. Ken Palladian, and Mark Boffo, I'm Mike Wilner. See you tomorrow.